Welcome to another episode of Let's Chat With. Joining me is Cleveland bartender and creator of Bartender Meals, Leah Hood. How are you doing today, Leah?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. As I said in the intro, you're a bartender. How did you become one? Did you go to bartending school?
I did not. My mom is actually still a bartender to this day. So I grew up in bars my entire life. So I was just kind of naturally brought into the industry.
How many years have you been a bartender?
I've been a bartender for about 9 years now.
If somebody wanted to take a trip to Cleveland, where would they find you as their bartender?
They'd find me at a bar called the 5 o'clock Lounge in Lakewood, Ohio.
Being a bartender can't be all fun and games like in the movie Cocktail or the TV show Cheers. What is it like? And also, what was something that you want something people to know about bartending that they don't know?
I think everyone gets really caught up in the hype that they think bartenders make all this amazing money and it's super easy. But at the end of the day, you kind of have to also be your own bodyguard, and it can get really not only dangerous, but really, really mentally exhausting having to deal with the day-to-day of people drinking.
Do you have any interesting stories that you can share as a bartender?
I had to strong arm a guy out of my bar one time because he flicked a lit cigarette in my face and tried to put it out on me.
That must have hurt, did it?
It was not fun.
What's the one drink you keep getting asked for?
Probably lemon drops.
And what is in the lemon drops?
Everyone kind of makes them differently, but normally you're going to get some sort of citrus vodka. I use Absolute Citron, simple syrup, lemon juice that's chilled, and then you sugar a lemon slice, but everyone always wants about 15 of them at a time, so it's time consuming.
According to you, what is the easiest drink to make?
A Budweiser.
Well, besides the beers.
Probably a vodka soda.
You have a bar inside your house, which you built. How many bottles do you have?
I am closing in around 300 bottles.
Does your bar only have bottles? Does it have anything on tap?
I do not have taps. That is something I'm going to invest in when I purchase a home. This is a rental, so no taps yet.
What is your favorite bottle in your collection? Also, what is your favorite drink to make with what you have in your bar?
My taste changes daily depending on what I'm in the mood for, but usually I go for something simple for myself, since I make drinks for people all day every day. So I usually go Espolòn and pineapple juice, or some sort of tequila and pineapple juice, or maybe like a raspberry vodka with ginger ale. As far as my favorite bottle, I actually brought it over to show you. Right now is this Von Payne. It's a really beautiful bottle, and it's a black currant blended whiskey that's got this really cool gargoyle pour spout on it. And I just think this is a beautiful bottle to have on your shelf and in your collection.
Who makes that bottle?
This is by Von Payne. It's a 70 proof, but the company itself is called Von Payne. The bottle's Von Payne Black, and it's just, they sent it out to me and I fell in love with it, with the design and the flavor itself.
If someone is starting their own bottle collection, what advice would you give them?
I would say start with the basics. You really only need 6 bottles to make any drink you could ever want. And that's going to be gin, rum, vodka, tequila, whiskey or bourbon, and a scotch. From there, you can build anywhere and you can make basically any cocktails with those 6 bottles.
When people hear about your bar for the first time on TikTok and through your videos and lives, what kind of comments do you get?
A lot of people like to tag, what's his name? Doug Taffer, the guy from Bar Rescue, because they think job and drinking out of bottles at my work, and they keep saying they're going to send him to close my bar down.
Get any funny comments like saying she has a drinking problem or anything like that?
I do. I get a lot of comments of people asking if I am going to go to AA, what it's like to be an absolute alcoholic. A lot of people are really attached to the fact that they think my entire life is only what they see on my channel.
You are the creator of Bartender Meals. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So I started this channel as a complete joke, and people are like, oh, where did you get that name from? The truth about the industry is that if you order food, you're never going to be able to eat it warm, right? So at the end of the day, what's a bartender's meal? It's probably a beer and a shot. So that's the bartender meal.
You have some merchandise coming out soon called Mentally Ill Bartender. What is that all about?
I posted something earlier this year. It was just like a very quick clip of a trending sound, and someone made the comment of, yes, I finally made it to Mentally Ill Bartending TikTok, and it blew up. So I got crowned the Mentally Ill Bartender of TikTok back in like January. So I decided to launch some merch about it, and I have this upcoming month some hoodies the same mentally ill bartender on them.
You work along with Country Wine and Spirits online liquor superstore. How did that come about?
I originally started by, I came across a cooking competition on TikTok, and I was like, I wonder how far I could get in this just making drinks. And I ended up doing all of them, and it gained a little bit of attention. So Lonnie, who runs the Country Wine Spirits ambassador program, reached out to me and asked me if I would be interested in joining. And that was about a year and a half ago, and we're still going now.
When you're not a bartender, you are someone who has helped with the Dear Jack Foundation. Who are they and how did you get involved with them?
The Dear Jack Foundation is a program that's run by a musician named Andrew McMahon. He is formerly known as Something Corporate and Jack's Mannequin. And I started listening to them when I was very, very young. And the first time I got to meet Andrew was back in 2008, which was about the time he was gearing up to start his foundation. As I got to know him going to his shows, I got more involved in the foundation. And over the last about 12 years, I have been doing some work for him in one way or another. And now I travel all over to help adolescents and young adults who have cancer, pay for their treatments, last wishes if needed, rehabilitation, anything they might need along their journey of having cancer.
You also posted a video a while ago about their goals. Can you tell me about that?
The goals of the Dear Jack Foundation, we were hoping to raise $250,000 this year, which we did exceed. About 2 weeks ago, I was in Chicago for the annual benefit for it. We hit our goal well there. We're still waiting on the final tally, but it's looking like we're going to have raised over $300,000, which is going to help about 120 cancer patients.
That's very nice. Netflix has a new competition show called Drink Masters, where mixologists battle out to create drinkable arts works of art. Have you ever seen that show?
It is on my watch list, but I, being as busy as I am, I have yet to be able to watch it, but I have been very excited to give it a try, because I really think I could learn a lot from that show.
Yeah, what do you think of that kind of competition type show?
I like the idea of it, especially because I like to try and go out of my way to make weird, quirky drinks, which is what I did entering that food competition as a bartender. And it helps me get out of my creative box, become a better bartender myself. And I think watching a show like that and seeing what these people are doing could really help inspire me to make more drinks.
So how do you explain to somebody, what's the difference between an actual bartender and a mixologist in relation to stuff like that?
It depends. I mean, I consider a mixologist someone who is working in some sort of, like, maybe not Michelin star, but more of a, you're going to need reservations ahead of time, something that might be a tasting menu along those lines. Whereas a bartender, someone like me who works in a dive bar, a music venue, or something along those lines.
And finally, where can people find more about you? TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, website, and where can they find more about your merchandise?
Merchandise will be launching in the next month. I am mostly active on my TikTok, and as soon as my merchandise is live, there will be a link in my bio along with everything else that I do on my TikTok.
Okay, so thank you very much, Leah, for joining me on this episode of Let's Chat With.
All right, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.